2020, to stand for the pledge.
Ready?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We'll do all the sign-offs later, but it's up to y'all.
I think we have to put it into the pen, I don't know how we change what we do here.
This is, I'm fine with this.
So, roll call, Director Wargo?
Here.
Director Sanderson?
Here.
So first, we're gonna take a look at the balance sheet, should be the first page under the financials tab.
Did they put it in different order?
I printed it differently.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Okay, I tried.
Let me get the financials here, because I already stuck it in. Okay, I'm ready, you ready?
All right, so we're gonna look at lines eight and lines 10. So line eight is total checking and savings. If you combine that with line 10, our LAIF account.
That was down.
Actually, we'll have better news.
I didn't bring a pen, I'm sorry.
Oh, I should have thrown an extra one there.
Yes, you did, thank you, ma'am. Okay, line eight and 10?
So line eight and line 10. The district's combined cash with Chase, which is line eight, and the LAIF account, which is line 10, was at $1,031,410 at month end. So if you added those two amounts, you'd come up at $1.031 million. So if you turn to the next page of the balance sheet, line 57, total liabilities, the district's total liabilities were approximately $1.015 million at the month end. So this is the first time that our combined cash and LAIF balance was over our liabilities. That's a good thing. So that's a good thing.
The first time we've ever been above our liability.
Correct.
Woo-hoo, for $20,000!
So we're, whatchamacallit, a viable entity. That's what's considered in accounting a viable entity, if you have more assets.
Correct. Now, we do have the well and the tank repairs. We haven't paid for those because they haven't started yet. But as of January 31st, we're doing good in that department.
So if we could just skip February, we'd be okay?
Exactly. Next, we'll turn to the profit and loss report. If you see anything you want me to go over in particular, let me know, but I just highlighted a few items here. First one is line item three, base rate water bills. This is the flat fixed monthly charge to all residents for water service. This is the basic meter charge. Year-to-date is trending at 58%, right on target. Right underneath that, line four, commodity sales. This is at 62% year-to-date. This is the variable income from charges linked to consumption of water. So these are the water usage charges. Year-to-date is trending at 62% due to increased water usage in the summer months. So like July, August, September of last year. Next, we'll look at line 10, basic facility fees. These are fees charged for new service connections, meter installations, and upgrades. These fees are difficult to budget due to their unexpected nature when revenue is earned, but the year-to-date fees collected include some new services installed in October and then also in November.
That's why it's 120%.
Correct.
Okay.
Basically, we had more development than we anticipated in Cabazon.
And it's going to continue, you know that, right?
Correct. Little by little.
Yeah.
But it's happening. Next, we'll look at line 30, workers' compensation. Year-to-date is at 77%, but this is due to timing of workers' comp payments. Workers' compensation through May of 2020 has been paid in full as of November. So right now it looks higher, but as the year goes on, it'll even out. Next is line 31, employee health care. Year to date is at 79% due to higher monthly premiums than anticipated in the budget. So the current health insurance we have, it's actually based on age. And we had a couple employees turn a year older, and so they were fell into a different age bracket, and that was unanticipated, so that's why it's showing a little higher. Next is line 43 on the next page. Well maintenance. It's at 259% year to date. This includes costs for well maintenance as well as chemical purchases for the wells. Year to date is over budget due to the invoices from Applied Diving for tank one diving inspection and cleaning, and also from Legend Pump and Well relating to part of the well one rehabilitation. That's sadly only going to go up as we work on tank one and well one. Next is line 46. Engineering service. Year to date is at 80% due to several invoices from Krieger and Stewart. They've been working pretty heavily with Sigma, with that whole water, groundwater sustainability plan item, and then also with the well. They have been working with the well kind of as a backup, saying, okay, this is the kind of
right.
well motor you're going to need, these are the specifications, etc. Line 48, total facilities, wells, transmission, and distribution. This summarizes the total operating expenses relating to the facilities, wells, transmission, and distribution. Year-to-date is trending slightly above target at 62% due to items noted on lines 43 and 46, the well maintenance and engineering.
And that's just
going to go up. Yeah. Line 54... Utilities office. This summarizes the total utilities expense for the district office. Year to date is trending slightly below budget at 53%. Down to line 67, total office expenses. This is also trending below, slightly below budget at 51%. Which is a good thing. The next page, line 90, grant and loan processing fee. This is a loan from BNY or Bank of New York. Year to date is at 95% due to timing of the loan fee payment. So again, it looks much higher, but it's a timing issue. As the year goes on, it'll balance out. And then last but not least, line 109, net income and loss. As of January 31st, the fiscal year to date net income is $126,000, where we budgeted we'd only be at 110. So we're actually doing better than anticipated.
Is that due to the
Leif? Leif's not on this, so Leif would be on the balance sheet. This is just going to be our
interest, isn't it? Like loan interest?
Oh, well, maybe it's line 17. I'm sorry. Line 17 would be interest income on page 1.
17, is that above? Or slightly above?
It is slightly above, yes.
And line 22 is down. Have we been doing less meetings than anticipated?
Well, they budgeted for $20,000 due to the Sigma, the that whole Sigma thing, and then the state, the Sacramento trips. They budgeted higher just to be safe. But typically, like, since we've budgeted, I think we've budgeted for $20,000 the last 2, maybe 3 years. We've never hit that mark, which I think is a good thing.
Yeah.
But yeah. So it shows 33%, but we're about where we typically are in meetings.
questions?
Do you guys have anything else for me?
Oh, I have a comment. Never mind.
Okay.
It has to do with trash pickup. It's for Diana and Maxine. Never mind.
Okay.
Brain.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so I'm going to adjourn the Finance and Audit Committee meeting.
13?
13? Yeah.
Yeah.
I second that adjournment.
You want to sign first?
I'm a slower signer now. You know that.